Wow.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Straight Up Missing. My name is Jocelyn. I'm the brunette. We've got Katie. She's the redhead.
Hello.
And we have Carly. She's the blonde.
Hi.
Carly is coming at us with another Straight Up Missing Persons case.
Missing people.
Oh, no.
Orson West, 3 years old, and Orin West, 4 years old. Brothers, last seen on the 10700 block of Aspen Avenue in California City, California, on December 21st, 2020. The brothers were playing in the backyard of their home while their adoptive father, Trizelle West, was gathering firewood, and their adoptive mother, Jacqueline, was inside wrapping gifts. They were playing with chalk on the back patio until after a short time, around 5:45 p.m., Trizelle noticed that they weren't there anymore. They were gone. And he says, I realized I left the back gate open and I panicked. I came inside the house, searched the house, me and my wife. And once that didn't pan out, I got in our van. I looked down the street, both directions. It was getting dark and getting cold. Unfortunately, though, the boys were not found. The Wests called the police to report them missing soon after, and the Kern County Sheriff's Office searched the West home with no luck, and a large number of volunteers would join the authorities immediately searching the surrounding areas. The FBI would also end up getting involved in the search the following day when the boys were still not found. And at first, law enforcement thought like they just walked off somewhere. The back gate was open, they walked off, they'll be found. But a very thorough search was conducted, and there was absolutely no evidence of the boys. So then it was believed to be a situation of foul play. Now, whether that foul play originated in the backyard or not, they don't know. It could very well be that the boys started walking off by themselves and then getting into foul play at some point, like someone scooping them up.
Like a Jacob Wetterling situation.
Exactly.
That's awful. It's so scary. They're so young.
So young.
Jesus.
So one of the volunteers involved in the search is actually Orson and Orin's biological mother, Ryan Dean. While the brothers have been in foster care for some years and have since been adopted by the Wests, Ryan, their mother, is still involved in the boys' lives. The Wests began fostering Orson and Orin in 2018 and officially completed the adoption process in 2019. And in addition to Orson and Orin, the couple has 4 other children, including 2 who are adopted and 2 more who are biological. And law enforcement told the media that the Wests' 4 other children have been moved into protective custody and the couple was staying with extended family. The family had to board up their home and temporarily leave town due to the threats that they were receiving.
We've seen this a fair amount of times with active missing cases where the family is just completely vilified.
And before anybody even knows anything.
Anyone knows anything.
We don't know anything at all. The department did say like no one has been ruled out in the boys' disappearance, and there were some items removed from the home, but they don't necessarily suspect the parents of anything. But the car of the adoptive parents has also been towed away, and we don't really know anything from that. Investigators have not publicly identified any significant leads on the case whatsoever. The CCPD has requested polygraph tests for multiple people. However, no suspects or persons of interest have been named. Like nothing. But investigators did say that the Wests are not suspects in the case at this time. Meanwhile, Orson and Orin's biological family, they have held monthly prayer gatherings at different locations for the boys since they've gone missing. And actually, the boys are better known by their biological family as Sincere and Classic. Those were their birth names before they got adopted. It's obviously been devastating to the boys' adoptive family as well, who still want the boys to be hopefully found alive even after all this time. The reward for information on the 2 missing boys now totals $100,000. Both boys are described as black males with black hair and brown eyes. They are both about 3 feet tall and weigh around 40 pounds. They were last seen wearing black sweaters and dark colored sweatpants. Anyone with any information that can assist in locating Orson and Orin is asked to contact the California City Police Department by calling their dispatch at 760-373-8606.
Listen to Straight Up Evil.